Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Corner Drugstore, Niles D. Paulzine, San Antonio, Texas. When I was born, my family lived in a very friendly neighborhood in Houston, Texas, where everybody knew everybody else. Our next-door neighbors were both widowed little old ladies who were home all day and were like grandmothers I didn't have. It was really a great place and time to be a kid. We played outside all day with no worries about safety because the neighbors were very watchful. Of course, when I was a teenager, that became a little less desirable since it was impossible to misbehave without being ratted out by one of these little old ladies. But I digress. My father died in October of 1952. I was almost 6 years old. Our street was two blocks from a neighborhood commercial street with a local grocery store, a five and dime, a hardware store, drug store, etc. All the store proprietors knew the locals, and many lived in the neighborhood. That year, Christmas was a little tough for our family. I wanted to get my mother a gift, but at the age of six, I obviously had little money to spend. It wasn't unusual then for a six-year-old to be out and about alone in the neighborhood, so I walked the two blocks to Shearer's Drug Store and found a beautiful costume jewelry pin that I really wanted to buy for Mom. I took it to the counter and asked the cashier how much it was and if I could buy it for my mom. She called Mr. Shearer to the cash register, where I had emptied my pockets of all my quarters, nickels, and dimes onto the counter. He carefully counted all the change and announced that I had just enough to buy the pin, with a nickel left over for a Coke from the Coke machine. I was so excited. I left with the pin, gift-wrapped and everything. I could barely contain myself and keep my secret until Christmas. Of course, Mom loved the pin. I have tears in my eyes today just writing of this incredible kindness and generosity to help a young boy buy his widowed mom a Christmas gift. As an adult, I realized my funds were less than the actual price of that pin, but as the saying goes, if it's all you have, it's a lot. And Mr. Shearer understood that. I can never thank him enough.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.